Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena,
what
how are you?
What is that number?
That's the Mbira.
Mbira.
Mbira. It's one of the best spellings ever.
Did you pick that?
No, no, I did not. Oh. You know those little thumb pianos?
Oh,
little
those
squares.
Oh.
Yeah. They sound
cool.
Beautiful.
They're very cool. Hey, what have we got on Traveling Tunes today?
Hello, I've got to do a really bad British accent.
Oh,
I know.
No.
I wasn't expecting that. You surprised me just then.
Yeah, this is just as bad as Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. So we're doing...
Oh, iconically bad.
Two-tone ska.
Awesome.
Not
Wait, two-tone
ska. S-K-A. Not...
Not ska.
The way I say it.
Ska.
You probably think
ska.
It's S-C-A-R. Ska.
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 We're just making noises now.
That's what music is, isn't it?
Two-tone ska. Now, here's the weird thing. It's literally two-tone because it was made by black and white people.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that where the name comes from?
Well, yeah. Well, then they named a record label that, and then it became that. And so, you
Does
know.
Does that still exist, that record label?
Actually, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the genre does. So, here's the weird thing about ska. It was a... Jamaican genre.
Right.
In the 50s and 60s. Kind of old, kind of crusty, like if you listen to it now, but great beat. Well, you know, like you sound like you want to like it and then you listen to it and you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
But great, a really great swing, a great feel. And then it had this weird thing that because Jamaica was a British colonized territory, there was a lot of Caribbean immigrants in Britain in the late 70s and 80s, and there was a bit of clash, gang clash, young people clash.
Race riots.
Yep. Thatcher, you know, stuff going on. And so there was this group of young people, black and white, that got together and made this two-tone ska. And then even weirder, in the 90s, there's a third wave of American.
Third wave American weird. Two-tone ska.
Yeah.
There we
and
go.
Where's the ska come from?
That would be like No Doubt.
Oh, really?
Rancid, yeah.
I've never thought of No Doubt as being two-tone ska.
Neither. Oh,
they're ska.
Sorry,
well, you
I keep forgetting the ska on the end.
Ska.
What does that mean?
I don't know,
actually. It would definitely be like a Jamaican, you know,
word.
Slang term,
okay.
Ska.
I've just looked it up. Two-tone Records does not exist anymore, but it was set up by Jerry Dammers of the Specials.
Yes,
so it
and
was.
We're going to be listening to Specials. Now,
should
also, I know
I
one of the important terms in ska, that one of the dance moves is the skank. Skanking.
Very iconic dance.
So maybe it's short for that.
Okay.
The two-tone skank.
Sorry. Well, this is the Specials. This is Too Much, Too Young.
I've got this record at home.
So that ska, see that offbeat?
Yeah.
That offbeat guitar, yeah. So the lyrics are really political in a lot of two-tone, eh?
Yeah, it's weird because it's super goofy.
Yeah.
And political at the same time. Like... They say, like, it can almost get clowny, but no, they really kind of authentically really felt like they were doing good. Nutty humor. You can hear the organ there, some brass. New wave, so it's sort of this mixture of, like, it's really British because it's really representing of what was actually happening in Britain.
I remember the first time I heard the Specials and I was like maybe 13 or 14 and I was like, this is so cool. I feel so cool.
Kerry texted in and saying Skavuvi was a Jamaican greeting.
Oh,
so that,
okay.
Maybe that's where it's
all right,
from.
There we Skavuvi. Go.
Skavuvi. Two separate words, maybe?
So, if you want to dress up, get a number two if you're a guy. Skinny black tie, preferably leather. White socks, shiny shoes.
A leather tie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Little skinny one. Black shoes, loafers or docks. Huge baggy suit. White shirt. An overcoat with badges.
With lots of badges.
And and preferably black and white, and top it off with a Popeye hat. So that, you know, there's a certain goofiness in the dress as well. But also to see young people out there in full-on baggy suits, you know, like it's not casual wear.
No, no.
It was very stylish, and like the badges still lurk around.
Yeah,
you know,
they definitely
probably have them in the bottom of their drawer.
So this came directly out of punk as well, in the sort of UK scene.
Yeah, yeah. Just punk got itself kind of separated as... So there's a whole bunch of subcultures in the 70s, the mods, the rockers, the rude boys... the Rastas, and this was more like of a coming together. Punk got itself a bit white,
yep.
You know, and it kind of got itself
sort of neo-Nazis and skinheads started.
Yeah, so this was kind
along.
Of a rebellion against that.
And it was interesting though, because a lot of punks were saying like, no, we don't want these people here.
Yeah.
But because it was loud and it was violent, those people were showing up to things as well. So
yeah,
this
punk
kind
got kind of tainted. Yeah, definitely it wasn't all punks. But this was definitely a response to that. So to purposely have mixed race groups, which, you know, we still don't get that often, let's be honest. 2019.
Should we play the next one? What's the next one you got, Jess?
Next one I've got is Madness, One Step Beyond.
This is peak Goofy, surely.
Don't watch that. Watch this. This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond!
The reverb on that voice.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and see, that's a copy of the Jamaican sound systems.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can definitely hear that backbeat. And the brass.
Someone said, watch the clip of the Specials doing Too Much Too Young on Saturday Night Live. Big punk energy. Thanks, Nick, for that one.
Yeah, definitely punk is a part of their energy, and you can hear it in their voices and their playfulness. That was a good thing about punk, is the sort of humour.
Yeah, humour.
Parody.
Punks are funny. I think people always forget that punks don't take themselves half as seriously as people believe they do.
And so this definitely had the element. And Madness is one of the highest-selling British bands in the 80s. They're like 214 weeks in the singles charts.
Far out.
In just a space of like 5 years.
Far out. The offbeat guitar really like drives the track along, eh?
I feel like this is quite different to the Specials.
They're all the same time, 1979, and actually most of the playlists I came across only had like three or four bands.
Right.
I know there was more, but yeah, there was a couple quite iconic bands, and they had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
They didn't sell as well in the States, but it was more like the States took it on for their own, like 10 years later. But it's very British, you know, like it's America, their racial politics were different.
Yeah, yeah. Someone else has texted in. Pork pie hats, not berets. Very true. And someone else has said, badges on suit jacket, rick off the young ones.
For sure. Now, one thing I read said monochrome badges, and yes, there were, but I'm sure you had all sorts of political badges. But But yeah, one of the things recommended, just monochrome. You know, just a color.
This is
just
a monochrome badge. The Selector on my radio.
So Selector is the Jamaican word for DJ. Mr. Selector. So we got a female vocalist. 1980.
I think that's another thing is two-tone, I think, is maybe quite synonymous with like male groups. Like it is kind of unusual, I thought. Listening to this, I was like, oh, it's a female vocal. Like, it's not necessarily what I associate with
it. Yeah, it was kind of a boys club. I think, you know. Hey, what genre isn't, though? Am I right, ladies? It's not really morning music.
Someone texted in, I think Madness are coming over. I'm trying to see if that's true.
Wow.
I will have a Google.
I wonder how old they are, and I wonder if they still wear super baggy trousers. And do that, their little dance. And I think, you know, we do oftentimes get in the history of popular music white musicians kind of stealing, appropriating black styles, getting the credit for it.
Right.
But in this case, they really did try to work together, and I think the artists really tried to show, no, we grew up with reggae and ska, we love it. It's not like we just picked it as a flavor.
Yeah.
That is something we listen to.
Exactly. And it's making a direct political statement about the fact that
you're right, yeah.
It's a multicultural society. You need
and they
to...
took advantage of their fame to then try to, you know, mitigate some of the tensions at the time, you know. Yeah. So they took used it responsibly.
I mean, probably one of the most iconic Special songs is Ghost Town, and that's about all the violence that was breaking out in the race riots and stuff. And that song, I'd say most people have heard it at least. It's been in so many movies.
And then, you know, Free Nelson Mandela.
Yep.
And what was the other one? Another special song? Your racist friend.
Oh, your racist friend, yeah.
Someone said they saw Selecta and K Road a few years ago.
What?
Cool. That's very cool. Someone says Citizen Fish for some more political ska. And apparently the singer was maybe previously in Subhumans as well.
And I also like that these bands are like big. You know, like there's like 10 people.
Yeah. You know. They kind of have that like big band vibe as well.
You know, you can hear it in this call and response going on, you know. This
and the brass instrumentation.
Yeah, playfulness because there's so many people on stage.
Totally. I can't find, Texter who asked about Madness, I can't find any info on Madness coming to New Zealand, but maybe they came.
That would be kind of hard to Google.
It would be. Madness, New Zealand, question mark. thank you for bringing in Two Tone this week. I enjoyed that. That's a very good sort of weekend vibe as well, I feel.
Yeah, it's just not a good Friday morning vibe. Too fast.
Too fast. You have to drink
too
your
furious.
Coffee. Drink your coffee
what's
in time.
What's next week, Kirsten?
Well, sounds dumb, but we're going to do two-step.
Two-step.
Yes, great. I'm very excited.
I don't know, they were
that.
Just worked together.
All the twos.
It's a segue. I see where you're going with it.
Thank you very much for bringing that in this morning. I hope you have a lovely weekend, Kirsten.
Thank you.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.